Yes.
Dorothy, is anyone opposed to Dorothy serving on the audit committee? She was on it last year.
She's sick all the time. I haven't
okay, seen Bella, you're the audit. Yeah, Mansoor?
Are you okay?
Oh, I would nominate myself to be.
He can't. He's on the finance committee.
Okay. So is there anyone opposed to Dorothy taking Marlena's place on the audit committee? Hearing no opposition, it is so. Thank you.
Well,
yeah. So, Lawrence, you're next up.
Yes, I in spirit support these motions. The only thing that I'm concerned with is the ongoing possibility of a blank check to whoever the manager is without any policy set in place. So what I like to suggest as an amendment is that anything that has to do with $2,500 to $7,500, that it be set in policy that I understand that people have to do their jobs as a manager, hey, here's what you got to do, go ahead and do it. I understand that. But my concern is the possibility of a blank check without any accountability and without any oversight. So that will be my policy. My policy amendment would be that that anything that has to do with $2,500 to $7,500, that it be brought to the LSB for ratification.
Okay, you want any expense, not these particular ones.
Above $2,500.
Right. In the future, any expense that has to do with $2,500 and $7,500 and above.
Yeah, last time I was on the LSB, I floated that kind of exact motion, and people argued about it was too low, it was too high, whatever. But it wouldn't pertain to these two motions. It would produce anything that's not in the budget. Any expenditure that's not already been approved in a budget that's greater than $5,000 a year, whatever. But it's a separate. That's a separate governance type motion. It's not pertaining to these two items.
Why not?
Excuse me, Bella. I could speak for myself. I believe that it will be germane to these motions because of one, the amount. To the recurring possibility of it being ongoing. So that's why those are my concerns, Ken, is that it does refer to an ongoing possibility of a blank check to the manager.
Okay, or so this is just to add to the budget.
Unless if it's bold typed, expressed in the proposed budget, then I would remove my.
Well, the motion one says. For the KPFK Nielsen ratings, 25 in a month maximum. That's it. It's Nielsen ratings in the budget.
Right, and then
the second one, $5,000 for any kind of consulting for anything. I agree with you.
No,
I don't. I'm neutral.
Okay, one person at a time. Lawrence, so you've got the floor still.
If you want to make it, give me the wording to put into the motion number two as an amendment. We'll vote on it.
I think. Thank you for being friendly about that. I believe that we both have come up with some sort of consensus in regards to what kind of wording needs to be in there. If you give me some time, then I could wordsmith the wording into that motion.
Which motion is this, Lawrence? Motion two. Would you propose that we table that until you're able to come up with the proper wording?
Yeah.
For next month? Is there anyone opposed to tabling motion two for the next month? Hearing no
I
one,
am.
Motion.
I am.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So then I think we need to take a vote on tabling the motion or not.
Somebody's trying to talk.
Yeah, but we have a stack here.
Jesus Christ, right here.
And if we're going to take tabling the motion, then we can take two for and two against. At this point in time.
Point of order.
Yes, Ms. Aaron, what's your point of order?
Can we, instead of taking up three motions at the same time, can we please
a vote on motion, the first motion.
Yeah.
Then when we get to the second motion, we can make amendments or postpone or table or anything. But please, that's one best thing at a time.
Yeah.
Second.
That's how it should be.
Third. Okay. I think we're ready to go. Well, I still have a stack here, like of four people, four or five people.
They all have to talk.
Oh, thank you, Bella. And you have your turn, too, coming up. Public comment. Well, that's par for the course. And you help us do that. Thank you. Fernando, you have the floor.
I understand why the motion three or the last motion is at the bottom. But we don't have to sweeten the pill for anyone. We're asking the pay staff, the KPFK, people who labor at KPFK, and us to approve that they have a reduction of expenditures so we can have a consultant hired for $5,000 and to have the nuisance. I have two questions, two very important concerns. I tip my hat for any one of you that steps forward and declares that they want to do something to improve the Pacifica Radio Network. That's great, you know. Kudos to you. But the question here is, we know by confrontations in the court of law with the nuisance and the other, the arbitron, that they are not the kind of services, they don't have the kind of services we need because they're geared, they're focused on making money for corporate commercial media, and we are not. We're not selling products. You know, if any product we sell is ideas, information and programming. And that appears to be like missing in the whole equation. If the Nielsons have a questionable reputation when it comes to our needs, why we insist on getting the corporate model? That's question number one. Question number two is the fact that we have already a sound, efficient program director and a very, very knowledgeable radio guy as an interim executive director. If we have those two already, why do we need a consultant? That's my second question.
Okay. On the second question, I can't respond to that. I'm in alignment with you. On the first question about the value of the Nielsens, I'm sorry, I'm not going to defend it one way or the other. Go on the internet. I've studied it. And again, we're losing membership. We've lost, since I've been associated with KPFK, the membership is half what it was at least. We only have 50,000 members in the whole network. We only have 15,000 members in this for this radio station. That's nothing in a city that's got 23 million people in the greater Los Angeles, in our signal area.
So
to say that we do not need perception of what people are listening to that we're putting out there, some kind of perception, doesn't click with me. There's no alternative. If somebody can propose an alternative, that's great. This is the best game in town.
Go Alan Minsky, that's right.
Thank you, Mr. Aaron. Now, I'd like to note that for the time allocated for this segment, we have arrived at that time. I still have a stack, so I'm going to ask the people on the stack and the treasurer responding to please try to do it concisely and quickly.
Sure.
Sandy, you're next up.
I thought we didn't have enough in membership to be... I'll just talk about that. I thought our membership wasn't high enough to be in the Nielsen's.
No, you mean that? You mean we're not getting any... We're not in the top 50.
Yeah, I thought they didn't cover people.
You mean there's not enough people listening to even get a response from Nielsen?
Right. That's what I was told before.
I mean, we were always low, but there was always something.
And second question is, can nonprofits negotiate a better price? $2,500 sounds high.
That already exists, but it still costs $2,500 a month. That's a low price.
Even with we negotiated it down to $2,500?
I guess so. Well, I'll put you on the team.
Yeah, put me on the team.
Okay. But I forget the name of the organization.
Why, Ayada.
Pass?
Jan? Okay, Lance.
Well, I got Jan, then Grace, then Lance.
Okay, I'll switch with Lance, if that's okay with people.
So you still want to talk? Yes.
Let it go, Jen.
Okay. Go ahead, Lance.
Oh, okay. Believe me, I'm only raising this from the standpoint of trying to move things along, okay? I'm having a very difficult time understanding the nexus from what Mr. Reyes is raising with these three issues. And I don't understand why we should hold any one of these issues hostage to it and it stand alone. If I understand what you're trying to say, which is basically you want to put, you want to attach a level to which you need board approval to make expenditures. That seems to me like something that should be debated above and beyond these three issues. So I would like to see if maybe we could vote on these three issues, take up your issues separately, because I don't understand why you would want to hold any of these hostage. If we can make progress on these three issues, let's do it.
Okay. Grace?
I've talked enough.
Okay, Jan?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Reyes's analysis that we need to have that when we allocate money of a certain amount, that we should that we should designate what it's for. That we shouldn't just like blank check. Oh, here's $3,000 for whatever you feel like. However, in this case, we've said $2,500 for specifically for Nielsen's, and we said $5,000 to pay consultant fees to analyze and give advice about improving information about our membership and so forth. I mean, it's pretty.
It is
precise enough for a reasonable person who wants to understand it. To say, especially with Ms. Aaron's description, to say we need to figure out how to improve, you know, what mechanism we should use to improve information about our membership and to analyze our membership. So I think that this is precise enough to vote on, and if we want to, as Lance said, to you know, make a general rule, fine. But these two are precise enough for me. And I call the question.
You should listen to public
comment. Sit down.
Please sit down. Excuse me, Bella, please sit down. Excuse me, Bella, please sit down. Excuse me, Bella, please sit down. Thank you for your input. Please sit down. Thank you for your input, Bella. We love you. Please sit down. Please sit down. Relax. Chill. Thank you. Okay. We're time to go to a vote on the motions.
I have an important comment about the subject.
Aaron was on the stack. Please,
okay.
Go ahead.
Aniel also made a very important comment, and that is with the Nielsen's, we will understand the demographic of our audience.
No,
and he needs that to apply for certain grants and major donor funding, the demographics of our audience. So that's another benefit of the Nielsen's. He specifically said that.
Thank you. Dare I ask? I guess not. Please, Ms. Reason, go ahead.
My only question is this. I understand that the Nielsen's are important with respect to going after donors, but I'm also wondering whether, along with that, we have to have our financial, our audits done, and we're way behind on our audits. So the question is, is it premature to start paying $2,500 a month for Nielsen's prior to having our audits filed? That's my question.
I think the answer was no.
Absolutely not. We need to
thank you.
Now improve our programming, to improve our listenership, to improve our income. And the most important tool in doing that is the Nielsen ratings.
Okay, dare I ask? Dare I ask if anyone would be opposed to hearing public comments before we vote on these motions?
Call the question.
So it looks like there is objections. So
why am I here for?
So there. Let's have respect for the audience, please. Let's have respect for the public. The question has been called. The question has been called. Mr. Reyes, point of order.
So you cannot break the agenda as set, and in the agenda, public comment is set.
Yeah, public comment set for after the motions.
Yeah, after the motions.
After the motions. We agree with you, Lawrence.
But it's after.
Yeah, the question has been called. Is that a point of order, Mansoor?
Yes.
I love Robert's rules.
Yeah, I want to really encourage you to hear the comments and then we vote.
I second that.
Please.
No.
Well, I mean, we can take a vote on that. Is that a motion?
That's a motion.
Is there a second on that motion?
Second.
Okay. There has been a motion made. Now, do we need a two-thirds to modify the agenda here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I see our former Secretary John Gary nodding in the affirmative. Okay. So we're going to vote on allowing public comments to go before the vote. Mr. Secretary, if we can take that vote, please.
All those in favor of having public comments before the vote, please raise your hands high and keep
policy.
Them high.
That is policy.
Correct.
No.
Please, are you voting for or against?
For.
Lawrence,
are you voting?
Public comment now.
All right. All those in favor of public comment now, please raise your hands.
Oh, no.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed, please raise your hands and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. All those abstaining.
All those abstaining. Please, you're out of order, Risa.
All those abstaining.
You are out of order.
I'm missing two votes.
Hey, I voted your way, dude. Come on. Cut me some slack here.
You miscounted the yes vote. There were eight of us.
Amy was one. You didn't see her.
Not Amy. Lisa.
Lisa, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And Steve left.
And Steve Pride left. So there's only eight.
So, okay. Abstentions. All right. Abstentions. All right.
So you voted to abstain, Lisa?
No.
She voted yes.
Yes? To have the vote. Okay.
Well, in any event, the motion failed.
Right.
8 to 10, no abstentions.
Okay. So now we're going to move on motion number one. I don't believe we're going to do them all together.
Yeah, one at a time.
Yeah,
I think
why not?
Number one.
I think that's, so it's just a yay or a nay in favor of motion number one. Mr. Secretary, if you can take the vote on motion number one, please.
All those in favor.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a hand vote.
Yeah, it's going to
be all those in favor of approving
we've been at a roll
not
call
more
vote.
Than $2,500.
A roll call vote has been requested. That's okay. It's been requested. Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So if you want to approve the expenditure of not more than $2,500 a month for the Nielsen ratings, please answer yes when I call your name. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Stephen Frantz?
Yes.
Jamie Gomez?
Yes.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Stephen Kaiser?
Yes.
Ron Makem?
Yes.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Ishmael Parra?
Yes.
Reza Poor?
Yes.
Stephen Pride is left. Dorothy Reich?
Dorothy?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Lance Simmons?
Yes.
Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Fernando Velasquez, no. Lisa Wong? Okay, Mr. Chairman, we have 17 yes, 1 no.
Okay.
0 abstaining.
Motion passes.
Motion
17
two.
To 1. Motion 2.
All in favor.
Roll call.
We're going to have a roll call vote on motion 2.
Why are we having a roll call vote?
Because it's been requested.
If you are in favor of approving the addition of $5,000 to the 2018 fiscal year budget to pay for consultant fees to analyze and give advice about improving information, et cetera, please say yes when I call your name. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Say again?
Pass.
Pass.
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Pass for now.
Stephen Frantz?
Pass.
Jamie Gomez?
No.
Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Stephen Kaiser?
Yes.
Ron Makem?
Pass.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Ishmael Parra?
Yes.
Reza Poor?
No.
Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Myla.
Pass.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Lance Simmons?
Yes.
Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Lisa Wong.
Pass.
All right. Those of you who pass, I'm going to read your names if you'd like to change.
Did you call on Reza Poor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If you'd like to change your vote, please let me know at this time. We currently have 8 yes, 4 no. So I'm going to call on those who passed. Ken Aaron?
Abstain.
Abstain. Sandy Childs?
I change it to yes.
Sandy Childs, yes. Stephen Frantz?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Stephen Frantz. Ron Makem?
Yes.
Yes. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Lisa Wong?
Abstain.
Abstain. So we now have 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstain. Mr. Chairman, motion 2 passes.
Motion 2 passes. I also have 12 yes, 4 no, 2 abstain. Okay. Motion number 3. We're going to vote on that?
Yeah.
Can we do that by hand?
No, I'd like to roll call.
We would also like a roll call vote on that. Okay.
One person asks for a roll call, it has to be that way.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
True that.
Okay. So, on motion 3, if you would like the KPFK Finance Committee to request the general manager in coordination with the business manager suggest expense cuts or revenue improvements equal to or greater than the amount of the recent budget additions, please say yes when I call your name. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Stephen Frantz?
Yes.
Jamie Gomez?
Abstain.
Jan Goodman?
Abstain.
Stephen Kaiser?
Yes.
Yes. Rob Makem?
Yes.
Barbara Marbach?
Yes.
Ishmael Parra?
Abstain.
Reza Poor?
No.
Dorothy Reich?
Yes.
Myla Reason?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Mansoor Sabah?
Yes.
Lance Simmons?
Yes.
Fernando Velasquez?
No.
Lisa Wong?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I have 12 yes, 3 no, 3 abstain. The measure passes.
Okay, motion number 3 passes. We are now ready for public comments.
Well, question and answer.
No, that already happened.
All right.
Public comments, thank you.
Thank you, good afternoon. I wonder, I know that this is a comment session and not a question and answer session. I know I probably can't expect an answer, but I would have loved to hear the motivation for those of you who voted not to hear from the public before voting on the motions. You know, your motivation would be much appreciated to know. About the Nielsen's rating, I didn't hear any discussion of why we stopped subscribing to ratings in the first place. And it would have been perhaps good to know what the pitfalls are. The other thing is, studies have shown, and you should look into it, that of course these ratings or systems are not perfect, but more so they highly underestimate the participation of the Latino and Spanish-speaking audiences and of undocumented communities in the first place. So we're only going to be, as far as demographics are concerned, we will need much finer tools. I would suggest that KPFK look into having a program for engaging the audience through maybe text messages, such as the NPR does on a regular basis, where a show, it might be content-specific, show-specific kind of engagement campaign. Text us if you like what you heard. If you want to see a picture, text us or something like that, so that we can get more information on who is listening at what time. Because not the ratings are not going to tell us if it's a kid in the car or if it's somebody who is not on the radar. But I believe that's it for now.
The text for the motions are on the agenda, so I commented on them during the first listener comment. That's how I approach it. And there are no socialists on the ballot! Oh, sorry. I can.
Were you channeling Bella?
You just caught her Tourette syndrome.
I'd like to thank the Finance Committee for their detailed reports. That was one of the best Treasury reports I've heard in a long time at an LSB meeting, so I appreciate the preparation made for that. I think there is an above-budget expenditure motion already passed by this body for like $5,000, and this issue was raised again when the HERO Awards were held at Nokia Theater. So I think this body may have already passed the motion you're discussing. And some intrepid person, not me, has to go through the old past of the approved minutes and find it. And
to 10,000. Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary.
Finance is something on everybody's mind. We've spent a good deal of time discussing ways of going into debt. And we have to go into debt to pay off those immediate problems. But we need to discuss getting out of debt. Those debts must be paid. And we have a committee, the Strategic Planning Committee, to address specifically that issue. And so far, we have only one member of the LSB on that committee, so it doesn't function. There have been 3 specific proposals before you for raising more money at KPFK. They've been sitting there for a year or more. Nobody does anything with them or even discusses them. It's time to get around to looking into making more money. And I should think that some of you would get on the Strategic Planning Committee and do something about it.
Thank you, Mr. B.
And I'd like to agree that Lawrence was right about one thing. At one time, there was a kind of a de facto policy that the public would make comment before large motions. The way the public comment was not divided into two parts, it was divided into three sections or four sections, and one of those sections would be allowed to float and would say, oh, here's a big motion, we'll stick in public comment here. So Lawrence is right, that was a practice, but it wasn't a rule that every board has to follow, but it's something that if you wanted to do, you could do if you constructed your agenda that way. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gary. We'll take note of that for the future.
On that note, the idea of having a public comment after a presentation of information and debate between the members of the board and before the vote is that the public, once you have informed us of the issues at stake, right, you've shared your information and knowledge with us, then we can also opine as members of the public, however many there might be of us, however vociferous we might become. Just a courtesy, I believe. And one thing I forgot to mention about membership and fund drive results, the GM is doing a good job right now of keeping us appraised of the numbers, but those numbers are a little bit deceiving. It would be interesting to know how many of these are just pledges of being people that will be billed later and may or may not send in their check or make their credit card payment, and how many of them are actual credit card charges. So if somebody's willing to address the question, great.
It's a minutia. Mm-hmm. It's a minutia of bill.
Okay.
They're mostly credit cards.
It's public time right now. Please go ahead.
Well, thank you. That's good to know. And finally, about membership information, right? If you if KPFK is going to hire a consultant or Pacifica on a national level, then information security needs to be addressed because is member information private? Are membership lists public information? Who is going to have access to all the names of folks who are current subscribers? Is it going to be? This is a major issue that I would like to take more seriously and discuss, perhaps share with the public as well. Thank you.
We don't share our information.
Well,
are there any other public members that would like to comment at this time? If not, we can move on to new business. Is there any new business, Ms. Wright?
Yes. I would like to move. I would like to move that we retain Alan Minsky as our program director. And stop the search. And I can explain why if you want.
Okay. I second.
Okay. One of the reasons I joined the board was because of Alan. I enjoy the programming that he puts on the air. Alan.
Point of order, Chair.
Can I finish?
Yeah.
One moment, Alan.
This is personnel matters.
Yes. Okay.
No.
And
no.
It shouldn't be. It
no.
Shouldn't
let
be
her
held
finish.
In public session.
Let her finish.
Okay.
It should be in executive session.
All right. So.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I move that we move to executive
when
session.
When you start
then.
Naming employees and talking about making motions about right, employees, it does become a personnel matter.
Okay,
so your point of order is well taken.
Okay, so
however, if you would like to make a motion to stop the public search for program director, we could take that motion up in public session.
Well, it would take discussion of the current program director too. So I think we should move to executive session.
Okay.
I second that.
There's been a motion to move to executive session. Is anyone opposed to that? There is opposition. So, Mr. Secretary, if we can take a vote on whether or not to move to executive session at this time, I would entertain a motion. Yes, Ms. Goodman.
I have a very short motion that is a public motion that I would ask for 4 minutes on and to take care of it before we go into executive session. So I don't mind voting on executive session, but before we go into executive session, I have another new business point to bring up.
Ms. Goodman, proceed with your motion.
I would like to make a motion that the LSB
thank Aris and Agnos on a monthly basis for allowing us to use this space for our LSB meetings.
Second. I don't think there's a motion needed for that. We can do that without a motion.
Well, I want to make it. I want to make it official. I want to thank him, and I want to thank him on a monthly basis.
Is anyone
opposed to thanking?
I'm completely in favor of Jan's motion.
Right. Is there any? But that wasn't the question. The question is there anyone opposed to that motion?
No.
And if not, it shall be so, Mr. Secretary. If we can, please thank the Agnoses through their manager, Lydia Brisson.
No, directly to him, to his home address.
What form is this taking? That's very vague.
How are you going to stress it?
Okay. Mr. Secretary, if you could work with Ms. Goodman to make that happen. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So we're going to the vote on adjourning to executive session. Now, would this be adjourning this meeting and opening up an executive session? No, I. Yeah.
And then go back to
the motion is to move to executive session at this time to discuss personnel matters. So, Mr. Secretary, if we can take a vote on that.
Just 1 second.
Just take a hand vote.
Just take a hand vote.
Take a hand vote.
Yeah, well, unless anyone asks for a roll call vote.
Hang on just 1 second. Okay. All those in favor of moving into executive session, please raise your hands high and keep them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. All those opposed to moving into executive session. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those abstaining? 1, 2.
No. I already voted no.
Okay.
I have a point of order.
Did three people leave so far?
I have a point of order.
So it's two people. So we got
point
16.
Of order before adjourning this meeting.
Mr. Aaron, what is your point of order?
I believe executive sessions have to be noticed because, as an example, the people who already left don't have the opportunity to participate because they weren't notified.
I will say it too.
You say that's a bylaw requirement?
No, I think it's an FCC requirement.
No, it's not.
It's not?
Okay. Ms. Hera.
So noted.
I have a point of order. I understand the motivation behind this. However, talking in terms of governance, the PG search committee was properly decided upon by this body. No, it's a point of order. It's not out of order.
Okay. We have a point of procedure.
This is just. I'm just giving you some information. Formation of the PG search committee was properly done. In order to rescind that, it would, without notice, it would take a two-thirds vote of this body in executive session. So nullifying that would take two-thirds. If you don't think you have two-thirds today, it would be wise to, if you want to nullify the committee, to notice an executive session for next meeting, then you would only need a majority to nullify it.
Okay.
I'd like to see where it says that.
So anyway, we are going to vote on going to executive session at this time.
We did.
Oh, and we are going into executive session. So do we need to adjourn this meeting and open up an executive session meeting?
Yes.
Okay. I am willing to entertain a motion to adjourn.
What?
Is there any? Is it?
Motion to adjourn to executive session.
Well. Motion to adjourn to executive session. Is there anyone opposed? Hearing no one, it is so. Thank you very much, public, for your participation. We look forward to seeing you again next month. third Sunday, June 17th, Father's Day at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, bring your dad.
It's Dad's Day.